What that small brain structure in Pachyrhinosaurus tells us is that the animals were probably not problem solvers. They didn't have the capacity necessarily to sort out what was going on in their environment. They're a very instinctual animal. You really couldn't throw Pachyrhinosaurus a curve and have the animal deal with it. It was a very instinctual, hardwired animal.
Being an animal that reacts on instinct more than intellect, it's easy to understand how an entire herd of Pachyrhinosaurus could have been stampeded into a fast-flowing river. Because of their small brains, these dinosaurs had a shoot-first-and-ask-questions-later sort of mentality.
What Pachyrhinosaurus lacked in brains, it made up for in brawn. Although the brain was small, it was protected inside the dinosaur's chief weapon, an armored skull.
Ceratopsian brain cases are actually separated from their skull, which means that they can actually have a large impact on something, and it's not going to addle their brain, whether it's another dinosaur or maybe even knocking down trees, I don't know, to get to some more edibles. That massive skull is their biggest weapon, and it's what they'd use to defend themselves.
In a fight, Pachyrhinosaurus is going to do one thing, and that is to face its attacker. And as the attacker moves in, Pachyrhinosaurus will lower his head down and charge, and just as he hits the target, it's going to raise its head up. What this does is it thrusts the horn in and then up and rips a huge wound into the attacker.
Multiply that battering ram by 100, and you have Pachyrhinosaurus' other big weapon, strength in numbers.
Pachyrhinosaurus was a herd dinosaur, and therefore, it could operate together. The main benefits are the number of eyes available. The more eyes around, the more chance you have of seeing a predator coming. Plus, if you've got a bunch of big animals with big horns or big frills working together, they can fight off even the fiercest of predators that lived in that environment.
That environment included Alberta, but also Alaska and Montana, where the remains of Pachyrhinosaurus have been found.